Jacob.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Now, this show is about you. We're going to talk about lifestyle. We're going to talk about weight loss. In this show coming up this hour, we're going to talk about ways for you to strategically have more energy and feel better than you have in a long time. First, I want to get into talking about our school systems, because it's a big topic about how U.S. schools are dropping the healthy lunch program. And we are what we eat. And again, we can control what happens with our kids when we're at home. So breakfast and dinner, those are things that we can control. But what about what happens at schools? Well, faced with the large number of students who avoid the low-fat fare, some U.S. school districts are opting out of the new federal healthy lunch programs, which have been in place for only a year. While exact numbers really aren't available, federal officials told the Associated Press that they have reports of schools dropping out of the National School Lunch Program, which spends about $11 billion to help fund school lunches nationwide. School districts that dropped out of the program said they were forced to do so after too many students stayed away from the school lunch counter and began bringing food from home or even went hungry. So Federal Healthy Lunch Initiative typically serves up lots of fresh fruit and vegetables and whole grains. Some of the stuff we had to offer, Caitlin, Illinois, Superintendent Gary Lewis told the Associated Press. He said in this district, it saw 10 to 12% drop in lunch sales, translating to 30,000 lost under the program just last year. So you sit there and you watch the kids, and you know they're hungry at the end of the day. It led to some behavior and lack of attentiveness. He said that fare from the days before the Healthy Lunch Initiative, such as soups and fish sticks, will return to the cafeteria really, really soon. That's very, very sad if you think about it. Dr. Janie Thornton, who's Deputy Undersecretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services Division, said that kids may simply need more time to adjust to the new healthier choices many of the children have ever seen or tasted some of the fruits and vegetables. So, again, they're going to be moving toward it, but in some areas, they're keeping all the bad. So some of the folks are going to keep the fruits and vegetables. I just hope that the shift really happens in a greater level, because I remember school lunches for me, and that was obviously many years ago. But wow, I mean, it was awful in the choices that we had. So, I mean, burger and fries every day and pizza, I mean, those were your options. There was no vegetables. I mean, I think the vegetables that they had looked so bad. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, like, worse than canned vegetables. Like, it's just a bunch of green mush. Like, you're really going to pick that. It's already a struggle to get kids to eat vegetables. But that was already a challenge within itself. So it was interesting anyway, to say the least. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, you can find them there. Check out the website. You can get one of our lifestyle-based providers that believe in all this wellness and nutrition-based care that we talk about on the show. They're joining our network all around the country. Going to the phones to talk with Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
I'm calling about my daughter, who has just gotten off of Spectra antidepressant. She's having some side effects, and she would like to know how she can boost her immune system, get her to feeling better. She has sleep disorder and has always had that problem. And that is why she went on it.
Well, there's several things that need to happen that with that. I mean, really, she's going to have guidance from her physician. I mean, that's with antidepressants, those are ones you do not play around with at all, at any capacity. So she's going to have some really good guidance and someone help her. Now, there's a lot of natural things you can do to support good brain chemistry, a lot. But at the end of the day, you've got to make sure that you're eating the right kind of foods. And one of the main components are healthy fatty acids, omega-3 fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooking with the right kind of oils like grapeseed oil and real butter, also coconut oil are fantastic. But getting those fats in is really important for brain chemistry. It's really important for hormone function. It's critical all the way around. And making sure that you've got the right components and it can, you know, give her the right kind of foods is going to be important. So the diet is the key, always the key. With the antidepressants, though, you're dealing with serotonin, okay, for the most part. They all work on different neurotransmitters or brain chemicals, but I mean, for the most part, with the antidepressants, especially the serotonin's SSRI, one of the main things you've got to look at are protein levels in the body. Okay, protein, if she's carbohydrate heavy, meaning that she eats a lot of sugars and refined carbohydrates and that sort of thing, that's going to affect brain chemistry in a very negative way. Now, temporarily, people are drawn to the carbs because it gives you that lift. And it does. It affects serotonin short term and gives it kind of a false lift. But after that, it becomes a little bit of a challenge. And that's where the rub begins. And that's where you have to be a little bit cautious. So when you eat better, lean quality proteins, you've got healthy fats coming in on a regular basis, at that point is where you really start to see a change. So that's the key there. Getting those foods in on a regular basis, cutting out the processed foods, and then having your physician guide you in the process of the medications, because you don't want to just come off antidepressants. And don't forget the exercise component. This is a big piece for me. I really believe, and I have seen this with so many people that deal with depression, they deal with anxiety. When you add exercise in, which is the toughest piece, I think, to add into people's lives, because it's so, I mean, you got to get out and sweat. So it's a little bit difficult for people to get out and really transform their lifestyle to get up early in the morning to go to the gym or go take a walk or go ride a bike or whatever it is, especially if you live in cold weather. It's why so many people move to the warmer climates. They tend to have a healthier lifestyle and that sort of thing. But it's disciplining yourself to stay ahead of the game and to have these active lifestyles. Your body will thank you for it. Now, I've been exercising for many, many years. And I don't even know what a day goes by like without exercise. I'm so used to it. It's been such a part of my life for so long. Matter of fact, when I miss a day, I just don't even feel right. I was talking to a close friend of mine who's CEO of a company, and he was saying the same thing. He's been exercising. It's like if he doesn't go, he's almost mad at himself because he just doesn't feel good the rest of the day. So hopefully, by adding these components in, with depression, we know for a fact through research that is one of the number one lifestyle factors that can impact brain chemistry and body composition. It's one of the great keys. So hopefully you can get someone on your team, or her team rather, that can help in that process to be maybe a personal trainer, nutritionist, lifestyle coach, whatever it might be, to empower her to go to the next level. We'll be right back with more radio that can impact your lifestyle. Because realize, whether your body's absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's always hope for better health. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health and talk about your life. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick. It can also get well. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, yep, you can lifestyle your way out too. It can change. A lot of women now are getting hospitalized for asthma, a new study finds, and they're menopausal. Menopausal women with asthma are hospitalized more than twice often than men at the same age. Researchers have found the findings suggest early intervention is needed to prevent hospitalizations for asthma and menopausal women to reduce a lot of the healthcare costs. So until puberty, boys have higher rates of asthma than girls during the menopausal years. And, of course, Dr. Robert Yao Wen said in a news release from the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, he said in conducting a study, the investigators used the National Inpatient Sample Databases, and they found that, of course, that women definitely that were menopausal had a higher rate of being hospitalized with asthma. So it's interesting. So, of course, it occurred later in their 40s and 50s during the menopausal years. But the actual reason for that is unknown, and they're actually studying that right now. But it's interesting. I'll tell you this, one of the big issues for asthma is the inability to break down proteins. And, you know, that's one of the main topics and one main issues that we deal with quite a bit is the inability. That inability to break down proteins is a big one. And one of the ways you can do that, you can use proteolytic enzymes, which you actually get from fruits like pineapple. They can extract it. It's called bromelain. And the bromelain can actually help break the excess proteins down. You can get digestive enzymes, but you got to make sure you have some with some of the protease and some of the hydrochloric acid that can help break down these excess proteins, because that is a big, big piece. I mean, with proteolytic enzymes, one of the main things I love about it is that we don't have enough. I mean, we lose hydrochloric acid as we age. When you start adding these proteolytic enzymes in, which you can get from food, it makes a huge difference. I mean, try it sometime. Eat a hamburger if you eat red meat and eat a little bit of pineapple with it and watch how well you feel. You don't feel bloated. You won't feel heavy. You'll actually feel and notice the digestion is much better. Now, don't add in a bunch of French fries and obviously bread and baked potato. Just do the meat itself and see how you feel. You'll notice a difference. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Food for the hour. We're going to talk about eggplant coming up in just a bit, and about the benefits of what eggplant can do. Powerful. Hearing things you need to know if you've inherited high cholesterol. Now, we talk a lot about family history, and family history is always a big deal. I realize that. We talk about how big grandma and grandpa and what they've given us, and what's been passed down, but it's not all genetics. I just want you to know that. I mean, literally, it's lifestyle. Our lifestyle choices depict so much of what we deal with. But I do want you to know, here's some things that they've talked about with cholesterol levels, and it's you know, this is Cholesterol Awareness Month that we're in right now. So 10 things you need to know. If you're concerned about inherited cholesterol, I'm not, but if you are, it's okay. So if your bad cholesterol, that's the LDL, is below 100, and your good cholesterol is above 40 for men or 50 for women, your levels are actually healthy. But 2 out of every 3 adults have high cholesterol, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. And the high cholesterol puts you at risk for heart disease, the number one killer in the United States today. For some people, high blood levels of cholesterol come from a diet that's high in fat and animal products. But for others, high cholesterol is genetic. In addition to getting cholesterol from dietary sources, our bodies make it too. And some of these issues, Everyday Health, actually spokesperson James Underberg is a physician from NYU Medical Center and the Cardiovascular Prevention and Disease Center, said that one of the common issues that we see is in the hypercholesterolemia or high cholesterol, is that 1 in 400 people in the general population actually have it. And French Canadian and Jewish populations actually are in the highest rank with this. And the incidence in the genetic form that they're concerned about is where the discussion really comes in, because is it genetic? And some say yes, some say no. I personally don't think it is. I think it's more has to do with our lifestyle. Now, there are certain genes that do affect it. Don't get me wrong. But your lifestyle, if you know that you have that gene, then you can actually modify your lifestyle in a different way. And I think that as physicians, we need to begin to teach more in that aspect, or getting dietitians on board to be able to modify diets at a high level. Because if you have the APOL4 gene and you've got that, and it is a factor, then there's some different dietary perspective teachings that need to happen. You need to get schooled on exercise and how important that is for you, regardless of your lifestyle, regardless of your job and your kids and all that. That all the excuses that we all come up with about why we can't do certain things. Really interesting. So the reality is that with cholesterol levels, you really can make a difference. You can make a huge difference. If you want to check out more information about the cholesterol, the numbers, what they mean, you can go to learnyourlipids.com. That's learnyourlipids.com. And you can learn a lot just about what the numbers mean and that sort of thing. But again, there's the big debate, like taking the different medications, statins and the different drugs. Do they really help? Do they not? Well, yeah, they do. I can tell you that for sure. They do lower cholesterol levels because there's been too many studies done. You can see that some people get side effects from that. But again, the physicians have to weigh out the different reasons for that. So again, looking at cholesterol levels, there's a great natural way to do that. And you can make sure that you're eating healthy with healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews. Look at vitamin E. Look at the research on that. Look at the research with exercise and what it does to HDLs. There's so many lifestyle factors that we can do. Cutting out processed foods, excess sugars, all of that can make a big difference in your overall cholesterol numbers and the levels. But you have to be willing to make those changes. Get out and do something. We'll be right back with more radio that impacts your lifestyle and impacts your health. Remember, whatever you're struggling with, you can change. And your lifestyle is something that lies in the palm of your hand. I'm your lifestyle coach. We'll be right back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Our food for the hour is eggplant. Now, you know me, food is our best medicine in so many ways. Eggplant, I always used to think eggplant, you know, kind of gross. Like, well, who eats eggplant? That kind of deal. Well, listen to the kind of benefits that eggplant has for our health. It's pretty amazing. In addition to all the host of vitamins and minerals, the phytonutrients that it has this chlorogenic acid, which is phenomenal. It's incredible brain food. So when you eat eggplant, you're getting all the components that helps protect the cell membranes in the brain and the lipids that can support that. So it's rich in phenolic antioxidant compounds. It's researchers at the U.S. Agricultural Service in Maryland have found that eggplants are rich sources of these compounds and antioxidants that can protect against bacteria and fungi and oxidative stress. So the good news about eggplant is that it's predominantly has these compounds that support lowering of the LDL bad cholesterol and a lot of the antiviral activities. So the ARS researchers studied 7 eggplant types grown commercially in the U.S. and the diverse collection of exotic and wild eggplants from other countries. In addition to the acid they found in it, they found 13 other phenolic acids present in significantly varying levels in the commercial cultivars through this chlorogenic acid. Now, cardiovascular benefits they're finding of eggplant can be extremely beneficial too. They've got great cardiovascular benefits. When laboratory animals with high cholesterol were given eggplant juice, their blood cholesterol and the cholesterol in the arterial walls actually specifically in the aorta, were significantly reduced. They said, and the walls of the blood vessels relaxed more, improving blood flow overall. So these positive effects were likely due to a lot of these phytonutrients found in the eggplant. Nesunin is not only a potent free radical scavenger, which is found in eggplant, but it's also an iron chelator. Menstruating women who lose iron every month in their menstrual flow, they can actually benefit by eating eggplant. So think about that for just a minute, or eggplant juice. Not that that tastes great by any means, eggplant juice, really. However, the benefits are pretty amazing. I mean, to get these kind of benefits from foods in our food supply and to see how powerful and potent they are and how well they can completely transform our health in so many ways, it just blows me away. Really interesting stuff. But yeah, eggplants are pretty amazing. So along with eggplant, I guess, there's other aspects of it. You can do small tomatoes, large zucchinis with it, and they contain similar benefits. But eating eggplant on a regular basis, if you've got any kind of cardiovascular disease or viral or bacterial issues, can be quite helpful. So, little food for the day with eggplant, the vegetable you probably don't think too much about. 888-283-7272. Go online and check out the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, also get a lot of calls and emails for that. We've got a team that we've put together called the Lifestyle Providers. You can check out mylifestyleproviders.com. They're wellness experts that can take you to the next level with your health and with your life. Going to Daryl now on the phones. Hi, Daryl.
I have a torn rotator cuff, and I'm wondering if there's anything that I could do non-surgically other than steroids in the joint.
Well, there's a lot you can do. I don't want to tell you not to, but if it were me, I wouldn't do a lot of the steroid injections because even though it can short-term make you feel better, the injection itself can wear down a lot of the connective tissue over time. I think one of the best things you can do for your shoulder is exercise and strengthen the rotator cuff muscles around it, because even if the cartilage and whatnot, the glenoid labrum that's in there, if it becomes a little bit on the, I guess, degenerative side, if you keep the muscles strong around the joint long term, over a long period of time, and use your shoulder in activities, whatever it might be. I mean, from playing tennis to working in the yard, anything more than just pushing a pencil and clicking on a keyboard, if you know what I mean. So, I mean, using those kind of methods can really be helpful. And one of the things that you can focus on is, I mean, start small and get a trainer in the gym and start doing small exercises. They can teach you a lot of the rehab, or go to a physical therapist. They can give you great rehab exercises to start strengthening those little sits muscles, the different rotator cuff muscles that are around the shoulder joint. You can start really strengthening those. As you strengthen those little bitty muscles that hold the joint into place, you'll notice that the shoulder becomes stronger. And as the shoulder becomes stronger, you'll be able to use it and be more effective in a lot of different ways. So the arthritis and the degeneration and the torn rotator cuff muscles, you know, once that gets healed, you can use a cold laser to help heal a lot of the fibers. But once the PT's done, make sure you maintain a really good overall routine, and you'll keep the shoulder strong for the long term. It's when you start getting the lack of use with the shoulders, and when that starts happening, is when they start getting a little bit compromised. And that's what you want to be careful with, because shoulder injuries are pretty tough to rise above and overcome. And you want to make sure that you, on a regular basis, are keeping those as healthy as possible. Exercise on a routine basis, followed by low inflammatory-based foods, one of the best ways to support any type of surgery potential. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com and find us there. We've got Samantha down in Texas that wants to know what to do for anxiety. Well, anxiety is a big one. I mean, you're talking brain chemistry. So as you talk brain chemistry and you start saying, well, if you're taking different medications, for example, let's say you've been taking Xanax for several years, it causes you to calm down, allows you to rest at night and kind of get where you need to be. If you've been doing that on a regular basis, then, you know, again, it might be a little challenging in the beginning, but there's some great natural methods that you can do to support. Now, foods are always my favorite in any situation, and also exercise. So the first challenge I'd put out to you is exercising on a regular basis. I mean, 5 to 6 days a week, first thing in the morning is always a good way to go. But again, just finding time during the day is fantastic. And even rebounding, jumping on a mini trampoline and starting that process can make a huge impact in your overall health. I mean, coming up with an overall lifestyle change and transformation, that's the key, and that's what you want to shoot for. So just getting started on that track can make a big difference. So that's the first step that you want to look at. Now, the next step you want to look at, too, with something like that, is you want to look at your foods, right? The foods that you're eating on a regular basis, they matter. They really do. Certain foods will support GABA levels. GABA is the neurotransmitter in the brain that, when it's elevated or when it's in normal range, causes you to chill out, causes you to relax. Certain foods can do that. Now, you want to avoid, they say, the anxiety-based foods. Believe it or not, there are a lot of healthy foods that can create anxiety. And don't go out and start eating donuts, because you can't have flour. So wheat flour and oatmeal, barley, rye, a lot of those grains really affect GABA levels in a negative way. Salmon, believe it or not, good fish, right? However, it affects GABA, so you got to be cautious with that. Spinach and beans, believe it or not, I know it's unbelievable, but still, ones you have to be careful with. Hazelnuts, walnuts, almonds, all those can affect GABA levels in a negative way. But, I mean, you got to look at it. I mean, there's a lot of different foods that you can have that are fine, that are not that big of a deal. So you can start focusing on that and working on that, and that makes a big difference, okay? But again, a lot you can do with GABA and with anxiety. You don't have to be stuck taking medications, but I will tell you there has to be some radical lifestyle changes, and no one can do that but you. You have to step in and make that. No one else can do it for you. All right, high blood pressure, they're saying, big topic. It is. Hypertension. It's one we see in America today. Should you worry or should you not? Well, it's a common condition, and it doesn't have any symptoms. About 1 out of 3 of U.S. adults have high blood pressure or hypertension, and about 1 out of 4 American adults have pre-hypertension, which the blood pressure numbers are higher than normal. And, of course, high blood pressure is a leading cause of heart attack, stroke, heart failure, and kidney disease. Don't forget, when you affect the heart, you affect the kidneys, and the medications do the same thing. There's crossover there. So it's a serious condition that we all must be conscious of as we age. African Americans, in particular, should pay careful attention to blood pressure. In 1 year, the overall death rate from high blood pressure was 40% for African American females and 52% for males. Pretty amazing. So when does the blood pressure become high blood pressure? Well, according to the guidelines now, blood pressure is normal if it's 120 over 80. The range goes up to 140 over 90, which puts you in the prehypertensive phase. All right, so if your blood pressure falls somewhere between prehypertensive, it may quickly develop into high blood pressure. Now, doctors recommend lifestyle changes to lower blood pressure for anyone reading above 120 over 80. So if you have added risk factors, such as being overweight or having high blood sugar or cholesterol, then you've got to get started on a new game plan. So what can you do to help lower blood pressure? Well, here's some basics that most doctors will recommend. Stop smoking, number one. That's a given. Lose weight, number two. Limit your alcohol and caffeine, that's number three. Exercise, number four. Eat a healthy, low-sodium diet, number five. And reduce your stress levels, that's another one. So when lifestyle changes are not enough, your doctor may prescribe one of the medications. So again, be respectful of what they want to do, but also know that you've got a lot of power in your hands to really come in and make a difference and make a change, but you have to step up and do it. We'll be right back with more radio that can impact your lifestyle and take you to the next level. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged with your health, it's all about making changes. It's also about transforming your health every single day, but only you can take responsibility for your health and your life.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, he was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We'll be right back.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Whatever you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't forget it. It's the hope that we have. All right, Henry Matisse gives us our quote for the hour. He who loves flies, runs, and rejoices. He is free, and nothing holds him back. And that's true. Very true. Top tips for weight loss, I want to talk to you, because I get a lot of questions about weight loss and really, what do you do? And I mean, there's a book out there on every other week that's come out with the weight loss solution, right? And they have the tricks and the gimmicks and the ways to do it. There's nothing that's going to get your weight off except hard work. Nothing. There's no silver bullet, and anyone that sells you on that is selling you a bag of goods. And that's why that we watch the shows on TV, and that's why we're in order to watch, I mean, so many of them. Because we love to watch the transformation of someone's life, to see they dug their heels in the sand and they were able to do it. To see that literally they were able to really dig down and dig deep and make something happen. To go further than we thought that we ever could, and we see it in them. So what I want to encourage you with weight loss is that you pick a plan that you know will work. And I mean, again, it's a good, sensible eating plan that keeps your calories in check, that also is metabolically stable. And what I mean by that is that it regulates your metabolism, because you've got to have healthy fats. You've got to have proteins that will support your overall metabolic rate and your metabolism and get it working properly to get it to be most effective. See, all of that is so critical and so important, and we have to have that on a regular basis. If we don't, then you're not going to hit your goals. Exercise is another important step, too. You just got to resolve. I'll tell you this. In weight loss, you have to resolve that you're going to exercise. I don't care what anybody tells you. You got to get your butt out and move. Have to move. It's not going to happen any other way. You're not going to dream it off. You're not going to think it off. You have to exercise. I don't care what you do as long as you get moving. If you've got knee issues, joint issues, that's okay. Find a way. Every successful person that has ever completed any task in life, they found a way. And if you want it bad enough, you'll do it. But again, even if it's just walking 20 minutes a day, the one goal I set for people, whenever I talk with them or my books or radio, TV, the one thing, if I can just get you walking 20 minutes a day, and you've never done much physical activity before, if I can get you walking 20 minutes a day, that can create drastic changes in your health. I mean, huge improvements. If you'll just get that one little piece going, it'll make a big difference. And that's the encouragement that I have, is just to get started with what you have going on. And that way, you can make an impact. It's all about the first step. Literally, it really is with weight loss. And then, of course, drinking half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. If you weigh 250 pounds, shoot for 100 to 125 ounces of water. And what that does is stimulates the fat-burning mechanism within the body. Don't go for all the fat-burning pills and all that. Stick with the basics. The other one is getting plenty of rest, making sure you get in bed before midnight so you can affect your hormones in a positive way. They can start functioning at their peak level. There's so many factors that need to take place, but again, you have to be the one to step up and make it happen. Green tea is also another good one. When you're drinking fluids throughout the day, drink green tea with it. So even if you just stick tea bags in water, I don't care, but green tea will accelerate fat burning up to 80% in the body, and it helps eliminate 65% reduction in cancer across the board. Every cancer there is, it will impact it. There's a reason that Japan and the Japanese have the lowest rates of cancer in the world, and they attribute it to their diet, high in seafood, high in iodine, and plenty of green tea. That's their drink and their staple form of liquid. So, again, you've got to look at that. All that plays a big role. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Check out the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com or go into the phones and talk with Helen. Hi, Helen.
I just recently was diagnosed with Graves' disease, and I am not I did not opt for the surgery to remove the thyroid, nor did I opt for the radiation to kill my thyroid. I opted to do the medication for a year, and let's see if I can get it to go into remission. But I am not a big pill person, and medication person in general. So I was wondering, is there anything that I can do more naturally to help get into control those, T hormone levels to not have to, where I can get off this medication much sooner?
There's a couple things that you really can do. One is focus on your eating habits, okay? Because with the thyroid, I would have them do another blood test. Go to your doctor and have them look at your anterior pituitary gland, all right? So the anterior pituitary gland, that's the first piece you want to look at, all right? Because it usually drives the thyroid, and it's probably low in function. And there's a lot of natural things you can do, like L-arginine, L-citrulline, that can increase pituitary function naturally in the output of it, which is in turn going to affect the thyroid gland. You know, and again, we're dealing with Graves' disease, so things are moving a little bit on the fast side. So you want to be cautious with that. But other things, other foods, all the goitrogenic foods you want to look into, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, and even fruits like strawberries can make a big difference. So there are foods that can impact it, but also getting your body weight, which I'm sure is already at probably a good pace, in a good normal range, eating multiple meals throughout the day, and having a good team member like a nutritionist along with your physician that will walk with you in the process. Look at iodine, though. Please get a test done for your iodine saturation. There might be a key lying in there, which we've seen many times. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to the show that helps you go to the next level with your health and your life. I'm your lifestyle coach, where we help you empower next level living.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, giving with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.